Some of Israel's closest allies are harshly criticizing the country. The leaders of Britain, France, and Canada are calling on Israel to end its latest military offensive in Gaza. The European Union is reconsidering its political and economic ties with Israel. U.S. Ambassador to Israel Mike Huckabee says such criticism is misguided.
I'm outraged that the U.K., Canada, France, they're blaming the wrong perpetrator.
The new ambassador sat down today with NPR's Daniel Estrin in Tel Aviv. And Daniel's with us now. Hi there.
Hi, Ari.
Could you tell whether there is any frustration at all from the U.S. over Israel's handling of the war right now?
Ambassador Huckabee told me there is absolutely no rift between President Trump and Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. He said he has spoken to President Trump, to the vice president, to the secretary of state, and has not heard about any frustration with Israel.
What I'm hearing is they're frustrated. They want the hostages out, but they're not blaming the Israelis for it. They're not blaming the prime minister for it. They're blaming Hamas for it, which we all ought to be doing.
How does Huckabee respond to the criticism from European countries?
Yeah, there has been extraordinary criticism from the leaders of the UK, France, and Canada, as you mentioned. They put out this statement about Israel's newest offensive, which began Sunday. Israel has ordered mass evacuations of civilians in Gaza. It stepped up airstrikes throughout Gaza and killing, according to health officials there, hundreds of Palestinians, including babies and children. And the leaders of those three European countries said, yes, Israel suffered a heinous attack on October 7th, 2023 from Hamas, but they said Israel's current offensive in Gaza is disproportionate. And so I asked Ambassador Huckabee, does the U.S. support this latest offensive?
I think we recognize the sovereignty of Israel. Israel had people murdered in the most vicious, horrible way that we've seen. And I wanted to say since the Holocaust, but in all candor, as awful as the crimes were in the Holocaust, they weren't worse. And in some cases, they weren't as malicious.
Now, the ambassador went on there to describe Hamas atrocities during the October 7th attack. He repeated some unsubstantiated claims about that attack. And I questioned him again about the criticism from European allies about what Israel is doing now.
But these allies are saying that Israel's response today is disproportionate, is intolerable. You've seen the pictures of dead children every day.
Sure.
Do you agree with that assessment?
No, what I agree with is that Hamas could have stopped this on October the 8th and they didn't. The prolonged suffering for everybody is on Hamas. And I'm outraged that the UK, Canada, France, they're blaming the wrong perpetrator. They need to start putting the pressure on Hamas. Right now, they're willing to give Hamas a victory.
Daniel, as you have reported, Israel did not let any aid into Gaza for more than 2 months. And only now, after intense international pressure, has Netanyahu said that Israel is letting in a, quote, basic quantity of aid. So what did Ambassador Huckabee say about that?
Well, he talked about a plan that the U.S. is backing to get food in. And he criticized the United Nations and aid agencies for not cooperating with that U.S.-backed plan. Now, the United Nations says it's a plan that actually is intended to help Israel force Palestinians into concentrated zones in Gaza. They call it against humanitarian principles.
So broadly speaking, what does Ambassador Huckabee say about U.S. support for Israel's conduct in Gaza right now?
He said Israel is a sovereign nation. It has a right to prosecute the war the way it believes will end the threat posed by Hamas. And the ambassador went back to a comparison to World War II. He said European leaders don't question the Allied bombings on the Nazis, so they should support Israel's campaign now against Hamas.
I just find that so disgustingly hypocritical on the part of some of these European nations that forget their own history, and it wasn't that long ago. And they ought to just go back and maybe take 10th grade civics and refresh themselves.
And so what does it mean, Daniel, for these long allies to now find each other on opposite sides of this conflict, where the U.S. and Israel are more or less isolated with the rest of the world aligning, saying this is unacceptable?
It really is a new chapter in this war, Ari. This is a significant shift from what we've seen in the past 19 months, these top allies of both the U.S. and Israel coming out in an extraordinary statement calling Israel's actions in Gaza egregious, and furthermore, the European Union taking action against Israel. This is a moment that we haven't seen before in this whole war. And Ambassador Huckabee in Israel did not back down from his support for Israel's actions.
That is NPR's Daniel Estrin, who spoke today with U.S. Ambassador to Israel, Mike Huckabee. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.